following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville, and welcome to another edition of The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. Boy, that sounds like my dating life. You get one chance, and you gotta smell good.
At you least better... you get one chance.
Anita's in the studio. She's got a guest today. So, AJ, you and I have got to put on our more professional side. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK.
I know.
222-8255. Anita, welcome back.
The people out there are in trouble today. AJ, I was trying to tell you earlier that I miss you.
Oh.
And you kept going, I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're here. I missed you too.
Yes, I'm glad you're here as well. But welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And I hope you guys are all coming back from TPC. It is that time of year. It's March. It's hasn't been in March for a long time. And I tell you what, I've been there for the last 2 days. Absolutely love it in March. I don't even go during the summertime. I'll go and have lunch one day, and that's about it. Just these too hot for me.
These are the two good days, though.
It's gorgeous.
It's going to be really.
It's going to be awesome. Tomorrow and Friday.
Awesome tomorrow to start the tournament. The official start of the tournament tomorrow. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
Really, very nice. Really.
Is it going to be in the 80s?
About 80. Now it might be a little bit.
Yeah, but still,
a little bit
this
milder
time of year,
the beach.
Humidity isn't here.
They're so close to the ocean. It might be like more like 77, 78 there. But
I think so too.
Isn't that right about what
I thought
you're
it was
getting?
Cold today for me. You know, it was a perfect California day, 72, 73 degrees with a slight wind and clear skies. You can't beat it.
I never realized.
Well, you were flying. You were there
I was,
too.
It was wonderful. I can tell you, that's the one thing you guys don't have in California. I mean,
clear skies?
Well, yeah.
True. Have plenty of that.
There are certain times of the year here in Florida where we step out into the ocean. We've had a great day. You know, you take your family to the beach. You step out into the ocean, and it's actually warm. It's normal. It's usable. California, no,
those
it's
ocean
always
waters are
freezing
cool.
Cold in California.
They are.
All those Frankie and Annette movies, and I thought it was warm, but it wasn't.
I feel, you know, when I was living at home, I felt like I was in the 20s. You know how the ladies have the long swimsuits? That's how I felt, because I always put, you know, a shorty on to go in the water. And
you have to have a wetsuit out there.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. I always wore a shorty.
So you go to the beach,
3 mil.
But you never go in the water. Most people just kind of hang out around the sand. And maybe,
yeah, we look good.
Yeah.
Look try good. To look good.
Lift weights on the beach.
The kids are the ones in there because they don't know anything better. They're out there, yay, having a great time in the sunshine out there. But today we have Jeff Stoneking from Brightway Insurance. How are you?
Great. How you doing, India?
I am doing well, and it's so glad to have you back on
our
show. And we're going to be talking about all things dealing with insurance, including flood insurance, and just really your everyday home insurance. So if you guys have questions about that, feel free to call in at 222-8255. That is 904-222-8255. And you can always reach Jeff at Mr. Dot?
No, just it's just MrBrightway.com.
MrBrightway.com. So call in and we're going to get that started, but I want to talk a little bit about TPC. I normally have never been until last year, and I've lived here for over 10 years. And last year, it was a bit hot.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I noticed, because, you know, I don't go unless I've been invited to a tent. I'll be honest. I'm not going to be out in sweat. So I remember last year when it's 1,000 degrees and humidity is about 1,000 degrees. And walking in, and everyone looks so miserable.
Yep.
This year, everybody has a smile on their face, and the kids are running around, and I really like it this time of year.
There was a few years when I flew for the hospital where people were just falling out. Early on in the years when they had it during the heat, people were you know, they were not drinking water and they're falling out.
Oh, that'd be me. Well, yeah. I drink a lot of water.
And originally, TPC, the players, was in March,
right?
And before they went to Augusta, and it was part of the Florida Swing. But then they complained because of the weather is a little unstable in March. Even here in North Florida, it can go from being warm or to being cool and wet. So they came up with the idea that we'll get it to May. It'll be warmer. Everybody be happy. But it got to be a little bit too warm.
I think so, at least for me.
What was the best thing they added this year over the year that you've had? And I'll tell you what best thing I think they've done so far.
Hmm. Oh, you know, I'm not a regular, so I don't know what's normal.
They have cured the parking problem. Anita, the parking has always been a nightmare. You had to buy a parking
pass. Oh, it's still a nightmare.
Well, if you Uber, they've got
I did Uber yesterday.
You can park, and they do the Uber tent. And they take you right to the front, kick you out, and go.
Yes.
That's the way.
And you would know because you've probably flown over the location many times.
Yep.
Yes.
Absolutely.
As you did today.
As I did today.
Yeah, and it was a perfect day to probably be flying.
It is.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. So we're all happy with that. A couple things. I didn't get to remind everybody to tune into my show today because Facebook is down. And
guess that was
thank
a,
you
what
for telling national? Me after 45 minutes. I've been sitting here trying to figure out what
Facebook
I was doing.
Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not very happy about that. It's like, that's almost as bad as maybe your phone going down is having the social media go down, right?
For a lot of people, it's much, much worse.
Yes, exactly. Probably for kids. But for me, it's all about business, you know, and I do a lot of business and I get a lot of business from Facebook and Instagram and all the other sites.
Kind of unusual that they would both be out at the same time. They're
owned by...
Are they owned by the same company?
Yes, Facebook.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes. He did a little cash to purchase Instagram.
A little?
A little bit of cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I had a little bit of that. So if you're all out there like we were earlier trying to post something, because I was out at TPC trying to post some pictures, and it's just not going to happen. So I don't know if that is for everybody or if there's just a selected few like myself and maybe you, Bill.
Well, I am on with T-Mobile and all of my T-Mobile Facebook stuff, my connectivity is what it's called, I guess, is down. Thank you for informing me that because I felt like a fool sitting here resetting. But you walked in and said, Bill, stop.
Yes.
Stop that. Pack your stuff. Get out. You're leaving.
Pack up. Get out. But another thing, you know, we are the Bold City, and I think we should be called the Dirty City because with all the construction going on, there's like this dust in the air everywhere we go. Isn't that the truth? It's like the highways.
You never lived in Atlanta or Boston, have you?
Oh, God, no.
Boston, the big dig, went on for 17 years.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was probably dusty all the time.
Atlanta was 12 years doing the 485 bypass. 12 years just constructing a road similar to 295. 12 years. Yeah, 12 years of it was terrible. I know people that moved out of Atlanta because of the 485 bypass.
There's so much construction going on. It's like everywhere you go, something is being built. Or something is getting improved. And
as far as the roadways mostly?
New construction. I mean, homes and...
We've been playing catch-up here. Now, Bill grew up here, and I've been here for about 40 years. So Jacksonville has been behind in that area of growth ever since I got here in the late 70s.
Okay, so I've been here for 10 years, and it's changed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's
changed exponentially just in the last 10 years because people didn't... They didn't build. They just bought old stuff. The idea, the concept of Beach Walk, which I went over today.
Oh,
that,
it's
that
beautiful.
One with the blue lake.
Yes.
That concept, 20 years ago, all the old fuddy-duddies would have said, it's never going to work. $300,000 home, never going to happen.
But. Yeah, right. And here we are. It's going to happen. So stay tuned. We have more for you. And so we want you to call in at 888-8255. We're going to be talking about insurance. And talking about a few more things about what is new coming up here in Jacksonville.
Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes, and I hope you'll join us when we get back. Don't forget, hit those phone lines.
Yeah.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville, and welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. The phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. And right at the top, Anita's going to tell you how to reach her when she's not on the air.
That's correct. You can reach me at rapidfirerealestate.com or at 904-290-1552. My cell phone is 904-290-1552, and I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside.
You know, people would pay to hear us talk when they're listening to our sponsors, because
yes, I know.
There's a lot of the show that they miss. We were talking about all the incredible building that's going on
it's
here
crazy.
In North Florida.
And I shouldn't say dirty city. It's a dusty city. We should be called the dusty city with all the dust in the air from all the construction and everything. And it's kind of exciting. I don't know about the old timers around here, how they feel about it. You could probably talk for them, Bill.
Are you calling me an old timer? Wow. Well, you know how we feel. It's going to rain. All the dust will come down and it'll be crystal clear blue. You know, the weather changes every 15 minutes.
There you go. It does. But, you know, you go down even the 9B right now and you see all that land. Well, I promise you it's going to be homes. I mean, that's all going to be built up eventually.
The Skinner estate is slowly being sold off. The Davis family is selling off little pieces of it. They sold 1,500 acres last week or two weeks ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So most all those acres were owned, what, by three, four?
Four brothers. Four brothers eventually ended up with it all.
Are they single?
No.
Where's the dollar signs?
Yeah, exactly. They got their own. Now, see what would be a good use for that is they have their own private runway there. It's called Deep Forest. Imagine a builder coming in and convincing the Skinner family to let them have that, and then building a fly-in community similar to, you know, Jambalaya or...
there's one out in...
Spruce Creek down near Daytona.
In Nassau or Baker. We sold a house in there.
Out on the Hilliard Air Park.
It could be. There's a runway out there. It's all green. Yeah, we sold a couple homes in there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area. There's a lot of pilots that would love to have a runway right in their backyard.
It is. It's different because when you drive in there, you know, you have to pull to the right for the airplanes. They have the right of way.
There you go.
And they'll be just going down the street.
There's some places in town where you've sold homes. I'm sure you have to pull to the right to let the golf carts go by.
That's true. Yeah.
That would be great to live in a community where you could come home, park your car, jump in your golf cart, and then just go visit all your friends.
Well, there could be some qualification, though.
Yeah, anyway. Some money.
Exactly. But what's cool is I just learned that we're getting this huge luxury style movie theater there at Atlantic.
A Cinemark.
At Kernan and Atlantic.
Wow. Now, I go to the Cinemark. I enjoy it because it's got the reclining seats.
Yes.
And if you're a member of their club, you can call in advance, put in your food order, tell you what seat ticket you are because it's assigned seating, and they'll bring your food right to you at your seat.
Wow, that's a real sign of
laziness.
Changing.
It's a real sign of laziness.
The fact that they're building another theater because you remember when the AMC theaters went to 24 seats in Orange Park, everything on the west side closed. Every other theater within about 15 miles of that theater closed on the west side. There were several theaters before that. And then they opened the 24 at Regency, right?
Yeah.
That's still there.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to put them out of business. I could be wrong. It is kind of close, but
there's plenty to share.
There is.
There's more
and you
to share.
You got to remember, Anita, AJ's talking about when you could buy a movie for 50 cents, you know.
No, it wasn't that long ago. Maybe
it
was.
That's true. But it is exciting to see, you know, especially... I live in that particular area, so, you know, people can walk to the movie theater and, you know,
you know
walk
what's
to
good
dinner.
About that area? Now that I know where you live, you know what's good about that area? There's an ice cream store down there.
There is.
And they have puppy sundaes for free. If you buy ice cream, you can walk up and say, "Can I have a puppy sundae?" And they will give you a special ice cream sundae with a dog biscuit on top of it for free.
That's nice.
So, I mean, not only do they have great ice cream, but that's kind of a great draw to get you
and
to come
Jake
back.
And Jake loves that.
Do you have to have a dog with you?
I can see. You're going to
throw the biscuit out.
And there you go.
It'd be fun, but there's a lot going on in town. We've got a new quarterback. I am going to miss Blake. Blake is a good guy. He's done a lot of stuff for, you know, giving back to the community. So I wish him the best of whatever his plans
are. Now, how does that work? He sold his first house and then bought another house in Marsh Landing.
I think it's still on the market, the one in Jacksonville Beach. And,
okay.
And then
he just bought a house in Marsh Landing. That's got to be so depressing to get released. You know, now he's free agent.
I guess he doesn't care. He's got money.
He can wait.
If he didn't pay cash for it, he can.
Let me ask you something, since it's up your alley. If he bought that house, let's say he bought the house and he owned it 2 weeks. I mean, if he put it back on the market to someone else, is there any special penalty for is that like a flip or more taxes or?
No, I mean, you know, people get relocated all the time and.
He could still make money out of it, right?
I don't know if he can make money off of it. He might break even.
Because it's too quick?
I would say that he will probably keep it.
Okay,
if he's smart, he'll keep it.
There's a limit on the number of
a lot of renters out there.
Investment home,
a lot of people, corporate people that would probably he can even do a corporate rental out of it if he wanted to.
If you buy and sell more than 5 cars in a calendar year, you're required by Florida law to get a dealer's license. Is that the same? If you did that with a home, do you have to become a real estate agent?
No, but if you use me, I might give you a discount. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I wish him the best. He's very nice. I've met him a couple times, and he helped out with Best Buddies and a lot of other organizations. Yep. And so I just want to say thank you to him and wishing him the best of luck out there. And of course,
you know, I'm new to the show. So I just heard a word mentioned. What is Best Buddies?
Oh, Best Buddies is kids with special needs.
Cool.
Yeah, so...
we both help with it.
Yeah, we're both involved with it. Anita's been a fantastic supporter. I'm actually on the board for Best Buddies. Best Buddy is a international program that was started by the Shriver Foundation.
Okay.
And basically what they do is they try to build friendships for kids that have special needs. So they will pair them up with other kids in school that may have special same interest in stuff, sports or shopping or whatever it might be, and build friendships.
Sergeant Shriver's daughter is a friend of mine, lives right here in San Jose.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes, it's an excellent program, and we try to, the program also tries to prepare them for the real world out here, and and so they keep trying to expand, and we do a pretty good job raising money.
We really do, and we actually have a Best Buddies Friendship Walk that is Saturday, May 4th, out at the Jacksonville Beach Pavilion, and so anybody that was interested in information could reach out to
And Blake was there last year.
Blake was there last year.
Yes, yes, he was, and it is fun to go out, and we will remind people as we get closer to that date, but it's a fantastic program. It really is. And Wally Conway from Home Pro Inspections does a wonderful job in fundraising for them. And
I know you wanted to talk today about insurance with your guest, and your show is focused around real estate, but you've mentioned a couple of times about the TPC. Do you ever find that people come here to see the rounds of golf and be a spectator, and then while they're here, maybe give you a call or decide they want to buy a house?
Absolutely. It's a great time. If anything, at the beach right now, everything should have open houses, because people will come by, they will go through, people will buy property while they're out here. And it was a fun walking in yesterday to TPC, because I was overhearing a group saying, it doesn't even feel like Jacksonville, Florida, because of the weather was so great. And a lot of people don't realize how great our weather is here, you know, and that we do get cooled this time of year. And it's,
it's
just like California. It really is. This is California weather.
For me as a native, it is different on the west side of the ditch than it is on the east. It's just,
that's correct.
You know, the intercoastal waterway does change. When you get over to the beach side, there's something about traveling to the beach side. Your attitude changes. A lot of the worries of work, or at least for me, the worries of work go away. You go down to Ragtime, you hang out, you maybe walk along the sand. As stupid as it sounds at 57 years old, sometimes I find myself just walking along the sand all by myself, no dog, no girlfriend, no nothing, just walking along the sand, because it's an opportunity for you to clear your head. I can understand why people would want to live on the beach side.
There is a magic being on the beach.
Yeah.
There is. I lived over there, and I had to come back over. There is a lifestyle over there that's very easy to get
into. Were you
into.
Told to come back over, or did you just volunteer?
Yeah, at the time I was working for Watson Realty Corp. They probably wanted me back in the office, I'm sure. But it's easy to get in that whole flow and just say, manana, I'll do it tomorrow.
Now, if you live at Jack's Beach, for example, I guess we're regarded as townies, right?
Anywhere probably. On the beach side,
If you're on the beach side, I guess anybody else that comes into the beach is kind of a townie. Now, some people like us, some people don't.
That's very
the way
true.
It goes.
Well, today I want to talk about buyers, because, and that's one reason why I have Jeff here, because not only that Jeff is fantastic, but I had to email him to let him know that I'm purchasing. I always like to buy stuff, especially homes. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about me being on the buyer's seat and what does it take to get insurance from Brightway.
Wow. So that's just like we're going to follow you through the process.
Absolutely.
So a lot of things. We're going to step into the life of Anita Hiles buying a home. You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK. 222-8255. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes, but we'll be back on WBOB AM 600 and FM 101.1. You're listening to The Last Word.
Yes, it's The Last Word on insurance. Rapid Fire Real Estate returns in just a couple seconds. First, a news break, all right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The European Commission is warning Britain's parliament that voting against Brexit taking effect without a withdrawal deal in place isn't enough, and lawmakers must approve the deal too. An official from the EU's executive branch noted the bloc already reached a divorce deal with Prime Minister Theresa May, and the House of Commons rejected it twice. The EU official said there are only two ways to leave the EU, with or without a deal. President Trump says the U.S. is issuing an emergency order grounding all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and MAX 9 aircraft in the wake of a crash of an Ethiopian airliner that killed 157 people. Many nations in the world had already barred the Boeing 737 MAX 8 from its airspace, but until now, the Federal Aviation Administration had been saying that it didn't have any data to show that the jets are unsafe. More details at srnnews.com.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
We must first and always be in recognition of the great truths of God's ownership of all things. He alone is the absolute proprietor of all things. Scripture consistently taught this great truth of ownership. Back in Genesis 14:22, it says this, Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have raised my hand to the Lord God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. The King James Version says, possessor of heaven and earth. Are you in recognition of the great truth of God as owner of all things?
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Are you frustrated with your office coffee service, your vending machines, micromarkets, or water coolers? Hi, I'm Townsend Russell, owner of Florida Best Vending, Micromarkets, and Office Coffee Service. If you are frustrated with your vending machines or micromarket, if you are unhappy with your office coffee service, if you do not like your water coolers, then let us show you how we can take what is causing you frustration and turn it into something that brings you joy. Florida Best Vending, Micromarkets, and Office Coffee Services. Family owned, professional, high integrity, and simply the best. FloridaBestVending.com. That's FloridaBestVending.com.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Look out for some delays because of an accident on I-95 on the southbound ramp to I-10 near downtown. Also, there's an accident on the West Beltway, 295 southbound before Commonwealth. And you're seeing delays still, I-95 southbound from beyond Phillips Highway to the exit at Emerson Street. Partly cloudy and a bit breezy tonight, low 55. Thursday, mostly sunny, the high up to 80.
Once again, another segment off the air of The Last Word when we're really getting into some interesting conversation. Today, we're on with Rapid Fire Real Estate, The Last Word with Anita Hiles. And she's got the phone lines open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. And going into the break, we teased up the fact that you're going through the process.
I am. And so I am in the buyer seat, and it is different. And I'll tell you, realtors are the worst people to be in.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Can you imagine being the agent that's having to sit across from Anita?
Does a realtor use another realtor?
You know, at some offices, they allow them to do their own transaction. But what I find is that most people, most realtors don't let go. You know, they take it a bit personal.
Really?
Yeah, they really do. So it's, you know, and I'll say this, and hopefully Betty's listening, because how I came up with the rule in my office that it's an arm's length transaction. Let somebody else handle it, so that way it relieves some stress from you, is when I was when she was selling her house.
It doesn't surprise me that you picked Betty to represent you either, because she seems to be on point with everything.
She's not only a good friend, but she is our top producer and a hardworking lady, and really cares about her clients. I thought I was good. But, oh, my God.
Does she have your name up on the board that we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, those boards that you guys write everything on, the dryer?
Yes, she went and bought her own boards because I'm running out of space on my, you know, where everybody else's name is. It's like it's Betty's board. So she actually went and bought some boards to put in her office so she can keep better track herself. And maybe it'll give me some room for the other agents to fit up there. But, yes, I have Betty representing me, and just got the loan approval, and now I'm doing the home inspection, of course, with Home Pro Inspections, Wally Conway.
I hear there's a show around town that if you do, like, the inspection for a period of time or something, there's some radio show that will help you rebate back the cost. You know, remember that?
Rebate the cost?
The cost of the inspection. Wasn't Wally giving a discount to anybody that called in from your show? Maybe you could go somewhere and call in as not yourself. And get
That's
that discount.
I would never ask him for a discount. I wouldn't, not even close. But, you know, we're all in the business. We all need to make money. So, and that's why I called you, right, Jeff?
Absolutely.
I mean, I've got to get a quote. And that's one thing that's nice about being in our business, is the fact that we know everybody and we know who to go to. And it's not just that I have these people on my show. It's everyone I have on my show, I highly respect and would do business with. And that's why we put them out there for our public. But tell us about the process of getting insured, and more importantly, because I had even sent on my email that I wanted a quote. I don't even know if mine's in a flood zone or not, but I'm always thinking it doesn't matter. Get flood insurance. And I don't know if that's a healthy thought process, but that's always been my thought process.
Yeah, it really is. The flood insurance, I hear all the time that I'm not in a flood zone or my property's not in a flood zone. And technically, if it can rain, it can flood. So everywhere in Florida is considered a flood zone. It just depends on what risk level. People talk about the X flood zone and how that's a 1 in 100 year flood zone. And, oh, it's not going to flood. But in reality, about 25% of all floods across the country are in these lower risk flood zones. So it absolutely does happen. Will it happen? You never know. That's one of the things about insurance, is you pay what seems like, you know, high to some people, but realistically a pretty reasonable rate to have protection to cover for one of your biggest possessions that you own is flood insurance. So.
Now, did all the flood areas change the zones?
Yes. So basically, in the Jacksonville, Northeast Florida areas, the flood zones, FEMA came through and updated flood insurance or flood zones in November and December. And so a lot of people are getting letters from their mortgage companies saying, hey, congratulations, your house that you bought, you know, some time ago is now in a high-risk flood zone. And you're now going to be required to get flood insurance. The opposite on some occasion, to where people that were in high-risk flood zones are no longer in high-risk flood zones, and they can elect to, A, get a lower premium based on the lower flood zone, or they can actually even cancel their policy if they choose. I typically wouldn't recommend that, because somebody has previously said, hey, this is a higher-risk zone, and it is probably more likely to flood. But more often is the people that were in the lower risk X zone are now being told that they have to get flood insurance or the mortgage company will get it for them. And the mortgage company's insurance is very expensive and it does not protect the consumer.
It's like twice as much.
It is, or more. And one thing big on that, it doesn't seem like a lot of insurance agents know this, is that if FEMA changes your flood zone to a higher risk zone, you have up to 12 months to get a policy, and you can get it based on the previous flood zone rating. So the flood insurance is not nearly as expensive. and you do not have to get the elevation certificate that you would typically have to get for a higher risk flood zone. On top of that, then, there's also the fact that that policy can be transferred on and will stay in the lower risk zone as long as that policy stays active. So, for example, somebody that owns a house for 3 or 4 years, they go to transfer it or go to sell their home, the next person can assume that flood policy at that lower flood zone. So it's important to get your flood insurance now if your zone's changed.
Okay, so as a home buyer,
yep,
that I am, what is that going to cover for me? I mean, what has to happen for me to use that? What does it cover?
So on the flood insurance is strictly from rising water from the outside. So, you know, if you need to build an ark and, you know, call NOAA, then that's going to be flood insurance. So your homeowner's policy is typically going to cover water that would come from plumbing, pipe break, roof leak, windows leaking, and water coming in through that avenue. Flood insurance is going to be from rising water from either continuous rains or storm surge from a hurricane or the river coming up or something like that that would be a flood policy.
And that covers replacing maybe the drywall and things of that?
The flood insurance has two different coverages, one for the dwelling and then one for your contents typically, and you can exclude contents in most cases or in some cases depending on the type of policy that you want. Since we're talking about flood insurance, I will also mention that the state of Florida authorized insurance companies to start offering private flood insurance that's not directly tied to FEMA anymore. And that can definitely be a strong option for some people. Typically, when you get real close to the beach, it's not a competitive option. But when you get a property that especially may have not been in a previous high-risk flood zone, now it is, and the house was not built up high enough, the FEMA policies can be dramatically more versus a private flood policy through, say, Lloyd's of London or somebody like that, a carrier called TypTap that's now in Florida that might be half or a third of the premium of what a FEMA policy would be.
So if you get flood insurance, then you're not covered by FEMA? How does that work?
Yeah, no, the FEMA sets the guidelines. The NFIP, which is the National Flood Insurance Program, actually writes the policies, and it's similar to your mortgage, you know, if you're getting a mortgage, where you may get a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA loan that, say, you're getting a VA loan, VA is actually the one that's covering the mortgage, but a, you know, XYZ mortgage company is the one that's servicing it. And so it'd be similar to that with an NFIP policy that, you know, we would write the flood policy through a carrier, but it's still back through NFIP and FEMA.
Got you. So. And people can reach you if they have any questions about flood insurance and or if their area is has changed at 904-538-0411. That's 538-0411 or at MrBrightway.com.
That's me.
Yes, excited. When we come back, we are going to be talking about hurricanes and what we should do to get ready, because I know you've been busy the last couple of years between Irma and Michael.
Yep.
And I know a lot of people are still recovering from that.
Yep. And absolutely. And let's also talk about your property a little bit with some of the things that are kind of to look out for on properties that with like age of the property and things like that.
That'd be great. We'll talk about that first, of course.
Sounds good.
So stay tuned. And when we come back, we're going to chat a little bit more and give us a call at 904-222-8255.
You're always listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. When Anita gets back, she's going to give you the information on how to contact her offline and her guest from Brightway Insurance as well. We're only going to be gone for a couple of seconds. I hope you won't stay gone for long. 222-TALK, 222-8255. We'll be right back.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time home buyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville, and welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Anita Hiles from Rapid Fire Real Estate. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Anita, welcome back.
Yes, and I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And my cell phone number is 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And I want to give a shout out to Nikki from a Landmark Title, who is tuning in today. Thank you so much, Nikki.
We
appreciate you, and of course we appreciate Landmark Title. So thank you so much.
And for the listeners who just joined us, who's your guest today, Anita?
My guest is Jeff Stoneking from Brightway Insurance, and he can be reached at MrBrightway.com. So tell us about this house that I'm going to be purchasing So I'm buying insurance. What are some things I should be looking at?
So I guess the first thing I would say is that you need to commend your realtor, because the property that you found for yourself is a very nice property. And it's a nice property from the insurance agent's perspective. And the reason being is that one of the biggest challenges we have is, especially on an older home where maybe we don't have all the updates that's needed. So the property that you're purchasing, the roof's been updated, the plumbing, the electric, it looked like we were able to find a lot of permits for that. But one of the biggest challenges we see from us being able to write insurance on somebody, and we're a very unique company. We write with just about every insurance carrier in the state of Florida. So we can shop a lot of different companies. And let's say we have 45 different homeowners carriers. out of that, maybe half of them go away as an option if you have a roof that's more than 15 years old. And so that can be a problem. Or if the plumbing has not been updated and it's an older galvanized or cast iron plumbing that you hear about, you know, people talking about on the radio now or TV about, you know, hey, if you've got this plumbing, call us, you know, we can get you money and stuff. So we see a lot of challenges on older properties, and it's very fortunate for us, and it's going to be very fortunate for you when it comes time to get your insurance policy that your property's got a lot of updates.
Yes, and is it true that if the roof is newer, I don't know what age, but yeah, if it's newer, you don't need to have a four-point inspection. You just need a wind mitigation. Is that correct?
Not exactly. Basically, when a roof is replaced after 2002, and if it's been permitted properly, the roof should get a Florida Building Code credit, which should get somebody a discount on their roof. And that's when you're going to typically maybe look at getting a wind mitigation report. If a house is newer than 2002, you don't need that because it's assumed the house was built to the current codes. But the wind mitigation report can make a huge difference on the insurance premium. Give you an example, I wrote a policy for a customer that was a mile off the beach down in St. Augustine, and they were paying $4,400 for their homeowner's insurance. I wrote a policy for them with the same exact company and the same exact coverages that they had previously. And by getting a wind mitigation report, it saved them, it dropped their premium down to $2,400. So one report saved them $2,000 a year on their homeowner's insurance.
So I'm going to make sure that Wally Conway,
yes,
from Home Pro, does a wind mitigation.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. And then the four-point inspection you mentioned, that's something that the insurance companies want to see on homes typically 30 years old and older, and that will tell us what updates have been done on the roof, the plumbing, the electric, and the AC. And I do get customers all the time that say, well, I had a home inspection done. Shouldn't that take care of that? And the home inspection's more to tell the consumer all the little ins and outs that's wrong with the home, to make them help them make the decision on whether they should buy the home or not. That actually has a lot of information we don't necessarily need to see. That four-point inspection is specifically what the insurance companies are looking for.
That's great. That's great information. And give us a little update about hurricane. Okay. What are some things that people should have as we are going to be entering this soon,
right,
sooner than we think?
Right. So there's quite a few things in regard to hurricane. One of the big things, especially if you have a newer home, the typical hurricane deductible has been 2% of the coverage amount for a home. So if you have a $250,000 replacement cost for your home, 2% of that would be you have a $5,000 hurricane deductible. A lot of companies are now offering set dollar amounts that's not a percentage, that might be as low as $500, often $1,000 or $2,500 that we can get somebody insurance for their hurricane deductible. And a lot of times it's not that much more money to do that. So that helps take that stress away that if my house is damaged from a hurricane, that my deductible is not going to be that $5,000, $7,000, $10,000, depending on what your coverage amount is. The other is to know and read your policy and truly know what the coverages are. So a lot of people thought they had some coverage for certain things that they found out after the hurricane they were not covered for. And probably the most common was wind-driven rain. So not all companies will pay if rain's coming through sideways from the hurricane and it just happens to go in through a vent someplace for like your dryer vent opening, and then, you know, water goes into the house, causes damage. And because it was already
small
opening.
Print.
Yeah, yes, small print.
Absolutely.
It's like, Lord Almighty.
Yeah. But your insurance agent should know that. And it's one of those things that a lot of people didn't pay attention to.
Jeff, I'm telling you, I want sideways wind. Okay.
Gotcha.
So this is something where you get an insurance agent, like Anita would get an insurance agent, and you keep that insurance agent for years and years and
sure,
do updates. Okay.
Yeah.
And should your insurance agent be calling you every 3 or 4 years, or is it just something you need to set yourself a reminder, let me check my insurance?
Well, you know, I don't think either one of us could speak for other companies, but I would tell people that they should, anytime your renewal comes up, you better be asking questions. And because things change, just like you said, zoning changes. I would think that just like with anything, things change with time, and you want to make sure and get those questions answered. And you want to make sure that you do that well before hurricane season and stuff, because who would know that, you know, when sideways wind.
Right. The insurance carriers send out a renewal notice before your renewal, and in that they'll typically send out any kind of changes that might be coming to your policy. And I can say, I'm going to guess most people do not read that, you know, to see what the updates are to their policy. The other is that, you know, insurance rates in Florida for homeowners are probably going up about 10% a year on average, but some carriers are going up quite a bit more than that, and it may be specific to zip codes or specific properties where that's happening based on the age of the roof and things like that. There may be a major jump on your insurance. The beauty about our company is because we write with so many companies, even though one company may have gone up, another company may have stayed in the same premium range. So what was not competitive 2-3 years ago, them not having any rate increases for the last 3 years, now then they may be a better option for you.
What are some of the other things that are kind of crazy, like sideways wind coming through, that you can think of?
So, you know, some of the things to look for is, you know, we see people file claims, you know, quite often where they have a $1,000 deductible and they file a claim on something that was $500 to fix or $1,100 to fix. And so, you know, I would, you know, advise people to talk to their agent about, you know, whether or not they should really look at doing that claim. But the other is just all the little scenarios where I see people, and I kind of joke about it, how there's other insurance agents that get a quote out faster than me. But I think that's because I take a little bit more time to ask the questions to find out if you have a trampoline in your backyard that may or may not be covered by a company. Or
I will not have a trampoline.
Very good.
Well, swimming pool?
Yeah, those parties are gone. So yeah, but a pool with a diving board, an sure. aggressive breed dog, or anything like that. So somebody has, it seems like pit bulls have been very common, three of them in the last week that I've had customers with, that if I wouldn't have known that, I could have put them with a carrier that would not have not only covered the dog, but could have actually denied a claim on something completely separate because the application says that they didn't have that breed of a dog. So,
well, I'm sure a lot of people have questions out there, and we want you guys to call BrightWay. So 904-538-0411. And that is Jeff Stone King's office. And that's MrBrightWay.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Jeff. I appreciate you and appreciate you coming on the show. And if you guys want to see me this weekend, I am going to be out in Ponte Vedra doing an open house, hoping to get some people from TPC to stop by. I will be at 628 Ponte Vedra Boulevard, A11. It's $495,000, all furnished, ready to go, ready to go. I will be there. Check on Realtor.com, Zillow, all those major sites. You will see what time my open house is. Come meet me. Come say hi on your way to TPC.
You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word has been in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. We'll see you next Wednesday afternoon.